This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India, inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to make India stronger and follow his path to make India self-reliant. He also said that the next generation GST reforms are set to bring double benefits for citizens across the country.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं. चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई, और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी, जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई. भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना है.
Mr. Modi said connectivity across the NCR will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2.
दिल्ली को बेहतरीन शहर बनाने का जो बीड़ा हमने उठाया है वो निरंतर जारी है. आज भी हम सभी इसके साक्षी बने हैं. द्वारका एक्सप्रेस वे हो या फिर अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड, दोनों सड़कें शानदार बनी है. पेरिफेरल एक्सप्रेस वे के बाद अब अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड से दिल्ली को बहुत मदद मिलने वाली. साथियों, अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड की एक और विशेषता है, ये दिल्ली को कूड़े के पहाड़ों से भी मुक्त करने में मदद कर रही है.
He said people in Delhi NCR will hugely benefit from this and also save time during their commute. The Prime Minister stated that for his government, reform means the expansion of good governance. He added that his government's constant endeavour is to ease people's lives. He further stated that this goal guides every policy and every decision. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloudburst and flash flood in Kathua district in the early hours of this morning. The calamity struck Jodghati village of Rajbagh and Junglot amid heavy overnight rains in the district. According to the district administration, 5 persons lost their lives in Jodghati, which was hit by the cloudburst, while 2 persons lost their lives in the flash flood triggered by rains in Junglot area. Meanwhile, 5 persons have been evacuated to hospital from Jodghati, where a joint rescue operation by police, SDRF and local volunteers is continuing. Jammu Divisional Commissioner Ramesh Kumar said rescue operations are ongoing and some people are being rescued by helicopters. A meeting of the BJP Parliamentary Board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. All Parliamentary Board members of the party will attend the meeting. Party sources said discussions likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. The election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election was necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine should make a deal to end the war with Russia because Russia is a big power and Ukraine is not. In a post-summit interview, Mr. Trump urged Kyiv to compromise and make a deal. He said that his role was not to negotiate on Ukraine's behalf, but to get the parties to the table. In a major shift of position, President Trump said that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to a peace agreement, which would end the war because ceasefires often do not hold up. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a social media post said stopping the killing is a key element of stopping the war. Zelensky is scheduled to meet Trump in Washington tomorrow. In football, Mohun Bagan's Super Giants are to lock horns with arch-rivals East Bengal in a Durand Cup quarter-final at the iconic Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata at 7 this evening. Both teams have stormed through the group stage unbeaten. East Bengal dropped Group A, while Mohun Bagan secured the same number of points, that is 9, in Group B. And that is the end of this news bulletin.